Thank you, Allah, for blessing me with Islam.
Thank you, Allah, for blessing me with Islam.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. Amma ba'd. فَأَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ بِسْمِ اللَّهِ الرَّحْمَنِ الرَّحِيمِ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ عَلَيْكَ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ وَعَلَى آلِكَ وَأَصْحَابِكَ يَا حَبِيبَ اللَّهِ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ عَلَيْكَ يَا نَبِيَّ اللَّهِ وَعَلَى آلِكَ وَأَصْحَابِكَ يَا نُورَ اللَّهِ. My dear brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, once again, welcome to Learn Your Faith series. Currently, we are discussing some of the challenges that new Muslims face today worldwide. As soon as one individual embraces Islam, he, she, or even you may go through a lot of struggle, pain, or hardship, such as rejection from the family and friends, getting married, problems with existing marriage, expressing Muslim identity, difficulties in learning Islamic education, difficulties in changing lifestyles, and much more. Today, we have another important topic to discuss. But before this, let's see who's with us here today in the studio. We have a great lineup today, Alhamdulillah. We have Brother Yusuf, who has come from London. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
How are you doing, Brother Yusuf?
Alhamdulillah.
MashaAllah. Nice to see you here again. Beautiful face. Jazakallah khaira for coming.
Jazakallah.
Alhamdulillah. Next to him, we have Brother Bilal from Doncaster. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
SubhanAllah. Brother Bilal, it's always a pleasure to see you. Thank you. Thank you for coming.
It's a pleasure to be here.
Jazakallah. Jazakallah. May Allah reward you abundantly for every step that you have taken here. On my, towards the heart side, I wouldn't say left, I'd say towards my heart, I have Brother Noor from Bolton. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam.
How are you doing, Brother Noor?
Alhamdulillah.
Are you okay?
Alhamdulillah.
MashaAllah. Nice to see you back here again. And today, we have a very important topic to discuss, and also, if possible, come with some possible solutions. Today we will be learning about the challenge in mixing with wider Muslim communities in the area. For a revert, for someone who's embraced Islam, someone from a different culture, he has embraced Islam, and in his local area, there could be African Muslim community, or he may have a Pakistani Muslim community, or a Bangla Muslim community, or Arab Muslim community. In his local area, people could be from all walks of life, in particular from their culture. And sometimes, for a revert, it's not easy to mix in. So I want to start off with this question to any of you, whoever wants to catch it. How easy or difficult is it for a revert or a new Muslim to mix in with the Muslims around them?
I think it depends on, prior to reverting to Islam, whether the revert has had any connection with any of the community. Obviously, if we live in the same community and we're of different religions, we're still in the same community, we're still neighbours. So there would be some form of knowledge of the local community. However, when we first go to the masjid for the first prayer, it's human nature for us to be nervous because we want to do everything correctly. This is one of our purposes in reverting to Islam, to live life in the correct manner.
SubhanAllah.
So, the greatest icebreaker, in my opinion, is the wonderful Islamic greeting of Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Regardless of the nationality, regardless what part of the world a Muslim is from, every Muslim understands Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh. And I think once we offer these salams, then it is up to us, to our standard of behaviour, to whether we feel as though we're rejected or accepted. And I've heard many brothers say that when they go to the masjid for the first time, that people look at them. My answer to this is that if someone looks at you, it doesn't necessarily mean that they don't like you. This is a misconception. People think, oh, he's looking at me, he doesn't like me. It's curiosity. Every human being has a degree of curiosity. But if you don't make an effort to communicate, then this curiosity will always be there. Communication is the key. It's the key to learning, to seeking the knowledge we need.
I think, Brother Bilal, you put it really well there. The first step is that, well, the first important part is if that individual is very open in the community, he's well known, he has that interaction with people around him, so he will probably have a smooth transition. He will still meet the same people, he'll still give the smiles to the same people, he'll give greetings to them. The second part that you mentioned was that giving salam. If someone is feeling nervous, someone new, you can use the word outsider, from the local, you know, same faces, is not really the outsider, but from the normal people you normally see, he's like a different person. It could be someone from the same community as well, same race, same background, but because he's not normally in that same area at that time, in the local mosque or in local gatherings, so it seems that he's different. So it's always good idea to keep an eye out for them, and whenever you see someone, give salam to him. Say, Assalamu alaikum, peace, blessings, and mercy of Allah be upon you. What a beautiful way of greeting. You know, you're praying for him, you're welcoming him. And the beauty of salam is, as soon as you give salam, it instills love between you. It's a very unique way of bridging, you know, the differences between people. And if someone has a habit of giving salam to each other, you won't be angry at him, you won't swear at him, because you've just said peace upon you. You know, you want happiness for him. So it's a beautiful message there. I think it's for both ways. You know, sometimes we have the individual himself who's embraced Islam, he needs to play a role as well. Yeah, not just look at the wider community and expect, why they're not supporting me, why are they looking at me like this, why are they staring at me. Yeah. Rather than doing that, you know, I as an individual has to play a role as well. It's both ways. You know, you clap with both hands. Brother Noor, what would you start like to say?
I continue from what Brother Bilal was saying. When you become a new Muslim, if you have had working relationships with people of other cultures, for example, African, Asian, which parts of Africa was it? If you go to East Africa, they're different from the West Africans, and those from Ethiopia and Sudan, they have different cultures and ways of expressing themselves. So one has to be open to these people. For example, I've seen African brothers coming into the mosque where I pray, and they've just been ignored. They come in for example, before Zuhr namaz and run out before the actual Jamaat happens. So, but no one goes to speak with them. You know, this is not the attitude as we as brothers and fellow Muslims should have. We should be opening our hands and greeting these people and welcoming them into the community, because that's what our religion tells us to do. And also to have bigger gatherings of welcoming and sharing different food, for example. Food, eating together is the best way of getting to know a person from a different culture. without just before you offer your prayers, just sitting around, sharing food, sharing stories, just being natural and normal as possible, but also welcoming to the individual.
So just imagine yourself or anyone else. You've gone somewhere, you're feeling ignored, no one's looking at you, no one's talking to you, the way they're talking to themselves.
Yeah, I think as Muslims we have a responsibility to guide new Muslims to the right path, and to keep them on the right path especially, because it's very easy as a new Muslim to be diverted. I say this because when you have, say for example, someone becomes a new Muslim and they have other circles of Muslims around them, maybe a friend or another friend from a different circle, and they're telling him different things. But if you sit a new Muslim down and explain everything to him, and he knows that he's welcome, he will learn. He will learn. And I think that's very important, because it's very easy to be diverted to the wrong path as a new Muslim.
So if you don't look after them, if you don't give them your productive time, you don't give them a direction, where could they end up? What impact could they have in their lives?
As a Muslim or as a new Muslim, you're always being told that about the etiquettes of Islam, the manners, and how warm and welcome Muslims are. And when you go to a Muslim community, and as Brother Noor was saying, that they're being ignored, they could be having thoughts in their mind and being diverted and thinking that Islam is not like how they've told me it is, and people ignore you, and their manners are not very good, and many other thoughts come into their mind. So they start to come less often. They start to read namaz less often. They read less often as well. And slowly they start to come out of Islam and go back to their previous life. You know, it's very
so what you're saying?
If they're being ignored in their places of worship, they can get the idea that, you know, this country that they've come to, some of them have travelled thousands of miles on foot and become here as refugees. They feel that the country has ignored me. Why should I, how can I stay here when people are just acting like this?
Allah. Brother Bilal, you want to say something?
Yeah. If we look at the word ignored, ignored means lack of acceptance. And every revert to Islam wants to be accepted for the simple fact that he's reverted to Islam. He wants acceptance. So, what kind of acceptance do we want? Religious acceptance, cultural acceptance, or a combination of both? But unless we receive the acceptance we seek, then we will feel ignored. I can only speak from my personal experience. The community I live in have given me total acceptance. They've been so kind. I cannot praise the community where I live enough for the help, for the love they have given me, and the respect they have given me.
Subhanallah. Brother Bilal, would you like to give some practical examples that you have received the acceptance of your local community?
Practical examples I've received from the local community. As we know, we celebrate Eid. And if a Muslim lives on his own, it can be quite daunting to try to celebrate Eid on his own. Every Eid since I reverted to Islam, I have been invited to countless brothers' homes. I have had brothers knock on my door every Eid and bring me enough food to last me till the following Eid. Really, a thing that makes someone feel good is when a brother will say to you, please make dua for me. When that is said to you, then that gives you the feeling, well, if this brother wants me to make dua for him, then I've been accepted.
Allahu Akbar. Brother Bilal, please do make dua for me as well. I'm in need of your prayers, of your thoughts, inshallah.
Just to add to Brother Bilal, I think a reason why someone wants to be accepted is because there's a lack of acceptance in the first place. when they've accepted Islam, either their family have rejected them and they feel lonely. Like, a new Muslim comes to Islam because of many reasons. One of the main reasons could be that he knows this is the truth. He knows this is the only way of life that everyone in the world should be following. And when he is rejected, the first thing he wants to do is find the kind of the tribe to be accepted in. And me personally, or Brother Bilal, or it could be Brother Noor as well, I think we have sort of easily been accepted in the community, but there are new Muslims out there that have not been accepted so easily, or they've been ignored, or they don't even know where to go. They don't even know where to find the nearest Muslim helpline kind of thing.
Allah, you know, if I put it right, one of the reasons that you brothers have had a very smooth transition in mixing with the community is because of this great environment that we have around us, this great network which is known as Dawat-e-Islami, a worldwide network, and this promotes us to mix in with the rest of people. It gives us that extra passion, the extra direction that if you see anyone who's not mixing in, he needs more attention from you. He needs to be given that one-to-one support. He needs the extra love. The way I look at it, if someone is not mixing in with you, or he's avoiding you, or he's ignoring you, indirectly he's saying to you, I need love. I need love. I need support. Please speak to me. Please spend time with me. So indirectly, you know, he's giving you that, you know, message that please, you know, get involved. So alhamdulillah, you know, all three of you, you've been so lucky, myself as well. You know, we've had that positive environment around us. And this is something that, you know, our viewers on Madani channel need to take on board as well. It's possible that next time you go into the market, to the shopping center, you might bump into someone who's a revert. And or when you go to a local mosque, it could be at the Jummah prayer, the Friday congregation, it could be the Eid prayer. You can meet someone who's not from the local community as the way you are. But this person, he needs that extra love so that he doesn't feel outside. A beautiful saying that comes to my mind, that if you were to go to your own house with some gifts for your family, for your children, and you have daughters and you have boys as well, in that scenario, if possible, when you distribute them gifts, give it to the daughters first, then give it to the boys. Why? Give it to the daughter first so that she does not feel like I'm different, I'm outsider. You know, why boys first? So she doesn't get that feeling. Give it to her first, then give it to the boys.
I think it's a great example for the boys as well to say that women need to be shown more appreciation and love.
Yes.
And if they see that the father is treating the mother a certain way and their sisters a certain way, imagine how they're going to be raised and how they're going to treat their kids and their mother and their
wife. Is the basic fundamental, you know, message of Islam. Give love. Give love and share love with people. You know, if you distribute love, you will get loved, inshallah. Okay? And I want to move on a little. You mentioned people getting ignored. Sometimes the negative impact of non-practicing Muslims, that causes the reverts to go back a bit. What do you think? What do you want to say about that? You know, what's the negative impact that could have on a revert when he sees someone who's not practicing Muslim?
The immediate reaction, for example, if a Muslim is not reading his five prayers, personally, I want to say to this Muslim, why aren't you reading your five prayers? What reason have you got for not reading your five prayers? But to a revert to Islam, he would be a little bit cautious about saying this, because he would feel that the person might say, what's it got to do with you? But my answer to that would be, well, you're a Muslim like I am, you know. And when we see negativity among other Muslims, then I don't think we should take a back seat. I think we should say what is on our mind and face the consequences. And I do believe that if everyone knows that someone is a revert to Islam, and the revert to Islam says to a Muslim who's not reading his five prayers, you should be reading your five prayers. I think they're going to take notice, because that is showing that that Muslim, that the revert to Islam,
he's come late.
He's come late, but he's going in front of the,
SubhanAllah. In a way, if a revert, someone who's embraced Islam, if he takes the lead, this will become a huge inspiration for the rest of us.
Exactly. That's what I was looking.
And I think we should take that as a positive sign.
Yeah.
And we should make most of this.
Yeah.
And we need to move forward rather than being back. If you see any negativity around you, there's people out there not practicing the teachings of Islam properly, and they're not praying, or they're not being nice, or whatever. If you see that in their character, then you need to be proactive. Now, rather than you going on the back seat, no, stay on the front seat, stay in the driving seat, and encourage them in a nice way. Now, give them reminders. Look, we are human beings, and humans make mistakes. And if you see a mistake in someone who's an old Muslim, and you know the new Muslim could easily support him as well. Everyone needs help. Yeah, sometimes you look at people who are very pious. They spend a lot of time, devotion in the prayer, and they really inspire you. But on the other side, the people around you, they make you feel set back. I want to share with you an incident that's happened to me once, physically to myself. Once I went to attend one of the gatherings in my local area, and the mosque is one of the big mosques in the city. And as soon as I got inside the masjid, there was a few minutes left before the prayer. And on one of the side rooms, I saw some people inside. I thought, I'll go give salam to the people before the gathering starts. And as I get to that room, I noticed that someone sitting on the chair, he doesn't seem to be from the rest of the people. The rest of the people were Pakistanis, and he seemed different. So for me, I thought he's a revert brother. So naturally, I wanted to go and shake hands with him. Yeah, so I went close to him. He's just sitting on the chair, said, "Assalamu alaikum rahmatullah." And I probably put my hand forward as well. And he replied, "Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullah." I can't remember if he put his hand forward or not. I don't know if he shook hands. But I felt something's not right here. And then I tried to, make it more encouraging for him. I said, "How are you? You okay? How's things?" He wasn't responding. Then, in a nice way, I made a move back. A few minutes left for the gathering anyway. So I went to the main hall. The gathering started with the recitation of the Quran. Then the praise of the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, was said. After that, it was my responsibility to deliver a speech. As I stood there, I realized that same individual is sitting in that same public. And initially, I was going to do a mix talk, Urdu and English. But because of this brother, alhamdulillah, I tried my best to do the whole speech in English, just to cater for him in particular. And it went well. If he's accepting the court of Allah, the whole program went really well. Later on, after the gathering, after they making the final dua, the supplication, we all stood up, and then as that custom of the area, they make a line to meet each other. And I was itching to see that same brother. I wanted to meet him. Well, because you can say I came from different area to join them, and they were coming, they made a line, and I couldn't really move. That itself seemed a bit rude. So I thought, okay, I'll stay there. I shook hands, but I'm like scanning around, where's that brother? I'm looking for him. I need to go see him. And so what I did, I pushed the line a bit. I shook hands quickly. I tried to get to the end. And as I got near the end of the line, I realized that same individual, he was standing in the middle of the hall and walking, from one side to the other side and head down. I thought, yeah, I found him. I was excited. So let's go meet him. So I went quickly towards him, said, "Assalamu alaikum rahmatullah. How are you, brother?" He looked at me, turned back, started walking again, hands in his pocket. He wasn't happy. He was furious. I thought, something's not right. He turned back. I said, "Assalamu alaikum." Not replying. So I had to say so many times to him. And he just wasn't replying, and then he said, "Wa alaikum salam." No, in an angry way. I thought, "Oops, brother, everything okay?" First, he wasn't speaking. Then, you know, his tongue moved. And you know what he said? He said, "I came here in your gathering, and straight after the gathering, all of you lined up to meet each other. No one came to shake hands with me. I'm still waiting. No one shook hands with me." I thought, "Oops, what's happened here?" And I tried to encourage him a bit. "Look, I was actually looking for you. No, I was looking for you. I wanted to meet you. That's why I've come to you." And then you know what he said? "The person who brought me here, even him didn't shake hands with me." You know, I can't explain to you what I was going through at that time. I thought, you know, what's happened here? And this person was, you know, feeling the heat. And then later on, you know, I tried to get that conversation going with him, but he wasn't buying it. He was just not buying it. And you know what he said? "The reason why you're not meeting me is because of my color." I said, "No, it's not like that." But that's what he's taken now. He's taken that impression from this gathering. Sometimes we not meeting someone can have a massive impact on his life. It can take that person away. Like they say, first impression is very important. First instance, first mulaqat in Urdu, they say first conversation. First meeting has a big impact on the individual's life. And if that doesn't go right, you're not giving the right image of Islam. Those people out there, those individuals, brothers in particular, if you are not proactive in your local area and you don't look after these individuals, then by us ignoring the rest of them, we are not giving them the right image of Islam. Sometimes, like Brother Yusuf said early on, you are putting them on the diverted line. They'll go and they'll end up somewhere really far from teachings of Islam, and then may Allah forbid, that might cause them to leave Islam as well. It shouldn't be like that. You know, they need to be strong. They have embraced Islam. They have not embraced this community. If they live around Muslim Arab community, for example, they embraced Islam as a whole, not this specific community. Fair enough, he needs to mix in with them, be part of it, no doubt about that. But overall, if these people are not responding, that should not affect you. You need to stay strong. And hopefully, inshallah, you know, the people out there who are watching this, you know, if there's anything that we have been lazy upon, we haven't been focusing on, we haven't given the attention to these individuals, from today, you know, we will develop this mindset and we will be more encouraging, more loving, and more, you know, welcoming to these people, inshallah. That's the message that we want to put forward today. Please look after our fellow Muslims. Like we mentioned in the previous sessions as well, there's no such thing as an old Muslim and a new Muslim. There's no such thing as a part-time Muslim. When we are Muslims, we are full-time Muslims. We are day and night Muslims. So it's important for us. We are one body. We are one unit. Together, this is our strength, inshallah. And this is something that we need to, you know, express a bit more. Especially those who feel alone. And some of the lessons that we can take away today, you know, from the discussion that we had. And in a way, these are some of the solutions for making a better or easy transition for the reverts to mix in with our local communities. Number one, when you meet someone like that, you don't know he's a Muslim, give salam to him. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. You're not gonna lose anything. You're not gonna lose anything. There's gain and blessings in this.
2 seconds.
2 seconds. Give salam to him. Say, "How are you, brother?" Then, don't make them feel ignored. Give extra focus on them. So if they were sitting here, the person, you know, who just entered the room, we should give more attention to him. "Brother, please come here, sit with us. Make space for him." Yes, brother.
Giving salam, right. But I think one way that salam is given that can lead to rejection is when there's no word said. Many, many, unfortunately, many brothers give salam and the mouths don't move. That is just an handshake.
Well, they don't look at each other.
You know, at least we should, every time we give salam, every one of us, as-salamu alaykum. If I hold my hand out and don't say anything, what message is that giving?
Allahu Akbar. Brother Bilal, you hit the nail there. You know, the reality is we don't even know how to give salam.
And also, when we see brothers from different cultural backgrounds, we should be excited. We shouldn't be having po-faced and looking miserable. We should be extrovert and outward looking to those people, because, you know, it's wonderful to see people wearing different types of clothing, which from different parts of the world, and that's an added bonus to the community.
Yeah, and it's showing that the truth is spreading. And more people are accepting the truth, and this will lead to unity. Yeah?
I want to move forward with this question. What can the rest of us do to make these individuals, these reverts, these new Muslims more comfortable? What can we do? If you want to share some of the, you can say the message of the day.
I think we should be more active in bringing them towards the community. I think I've seen this a lot of times where you have a new Muslim and a brother will give them a perfume or a small gift. Oh, brother, well done. You're on the right path, this and that. And they'll just leave them, you know. And I think personally, they need to be more active, take their contact details down, maybe teach them Quran recitation or, you know, Madni Kaida, so they could start learning slowly. Because, you know, giving someone atar or giving them perfume or a small gift and then leaving them, thinking that your job is done, your job is not done. That is just a small gesture, but that is not...
Unfortunately, you know, when we meet a revert or a new Muslim, at the first instance, you know, we are really happy for him. We give him so much love. Sometimes we buy them loads of gifts and we think that we've done our part. This is just a start. This is just a start of a connection.
It's not even a start. It's just breaking the ice.
Yes, breaking the ice. But we need to continue. MashaAllah. Brother Bilal, your message of the day. How can we make this transition easy for the new Muslims to mix in with the Muslim community?
A very short answer, two words. Positive communication.
SubhanAllah. SubhanAllah. And Brother Noor?
I think the way to encourage the Unioko community is to offer food for them. Invite them to your house or to the masjid and have a sharing of food, sitting down and just sharing stories with them and just accepting them as they are.
SubhanAllah. Some of the lessons that we can learn from today's gathering, today's discussion, is that we definitely need to do a bit more. In fact, a lot more to make the reverts, the new Muslim community, more comfortable. Give them love, give them your time, give salam to them whenever you meet them. Spend time with them. And one of the beautiful ways, like Brother Noor said earlier on as well, have meals with them. If possible, have a regular meals with them. You know, depending on how close you are with him. If you can meet them on a weekly basis or at least a monthly basis.
We would have a coffee morning.
Have coffee mornings. Yeah, whatever makes you more comfortable to engage with them, you know, bring them forward, have coffee mornings, have brunch or whatever you want to call them. You know, call them on a basis where you can sit together, have meal. And another beautiful thing what Brother Noor said early on, I think that was really nice. Be natural and normal. That's what it is. You don't need to do something extra, something out of the box. Just be normal and just make them feel, you know, comfortable in the movement that you're in the Islamic life. And remember, as a personal life, they're probably going through a lot of pain, a lot of struggle, a lot of hardship that we cannot imagine. You know, the rest of us, those who were born in Islam, who lived their life in Islam, who are still breathing in Islam, we cannot feel the pain of these individuals. These people go through a lot of difficulties and we need to, you know, help them to, you know, so where we need to be so nice to them so we could become the means of comfort for these individuals, inshallah azza wa jalla. This will make them, you know, really comfortable in the life of living a life as a Muslim. These individuals, they want acceptance from the community, and let's accept them with both arms open, give them the hug as well, be nice to them, respect them as well. And one important factor that I want to put forward today is that remember, a revert has embraced Islam. He has submitted himself to the will of Allah. He has given himself to the following the footsteps of the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings upon him. So overall, he has embraced Islam. He has not embraced your community. For example, if you are from the Pakistani background, so this individual, he has embraced Islam, not Pakistan. He has embraced Islam, not Bangladesh. He's embraced Islam, not Africa. Sometimes, no, we go a bit too far. No, we do help them. We work hard on them. You know, we give time to them. But we sometimes, we want to make them Pakistanis. We want them to wear like us. We want them to eat like us. We want them to talk like us. No, sometimes you want to make, if you're an African person, you want him to wear the African dress. Look, we have to understand, look, this person is coming through a lot of troubles. And let's not make it more hard for him. So remember, he has embraced Islam. So please, you be part of helping him to learn the ethics and manners of Islam so he can learn the basics of Islam. Inshallah, in the next program, we will be talking about the difficulties that a new Muslim faces whilst learning the Islamic education. And we will try to give some possible solutions as well, inshallah. But until then, please keep watching Madani channel. Keep attached to the local environment around you. In particular, if you have weekly gatherings of Dawat Islami in your locality, attend them. Be involved in your local masjid and be part of the wider Muslim family. Before we close the day, I want to say Jazakallah khairah for the brothers who took part and came and attended this discussion. Jazakumullah khairah. May Allah reward you abundantly. My dear viewers of Madani channel, thank you for watching this program. I hope we could take a lesson away from here that we need to put a bit more effort to make the new Muslims more comfortable in our local areas. Thank you for watching Madani channel. Keep watching Madani channel. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi wa baraka wa sallam.
Thank you Allah for blessing me with Islam. Thank you Allah for blessing me.